This was about as tough a loss for the Eagles as you could have. Let's take a look at some key plays from the game. Let's start by taking a look at the big run by Ezekiel Elliott that set up the Cowboys' first touchdown of the first half. Now, this was a trap play. That's not one of the featured runs normally in the Cowboys' arsenal. They run a lot of outside zone. There's counter elements, but you don't normally see a trap play. And it's a really interesting play against the Eagles because they're a penetrating defensive front. And the player who's going to be trapped is Fletcher Cox, one of the best defensive tackles in the game. Now, Cox is pretty much lined up across from the right guard, Zach Martin, who's right here. Now, normally, Martin would block Cox, and that's what Fletcher Cox is thinking. But this is a trap, so what happens is Martin goes right up to the second level. He's not going to block Fletcher Cox. The player who's going to block Cox is the left guard, Ron Leary. That's the trap element. So let's take a look at this, and you'll see exactly what I mean. You'll see Cox, in fact, go right to the ground because he expects to be blocked by the right guard, Martin. So now you see a hole will be created right here, and you'll see exactly what happens as Martin gets up to the second level. And look, he gets the block right here on the linebacker, Hicks. And that's what's critical here. Now you get your guard right up to the second level. Let's clear the screen. Elliott gets through. This is really well done, a really well-executed trap play. And, of course, this set up the touchdown. And the touchdown came on a read option play. And this is something we're seeing the Cowboys do more and more of, particularly in the red zone. So what you have here, Prescott, he's in the gun. Here's Elliott right here. Now, this is an option play, read option. Who's the unblocked defender? Always an unblocked wide defender. Here, it's the defensive end, Connor Barwin. So watch what happens. Barwin's going to crash hard inside. This was the first read option play that the Cowboys showed in this game in the red zone. Let's clear the screen. You'll see Barwin unblocked. So what happens here? Prescott sticks the ball right here. Here comes Barwin inside. He's going to make that big hit on Elliott, but that doesn't happen, of course. And then they bring Jason Witten around to get the next defender that shows, and that's going to be the safety, McLeod. This is a beautifully executed read option play, and it's a walk-in touchdown for Dak Prescott, the first touchdown of the first half for the Cowboys. Let's take a look at the big run by Darren Sproles that led to the Eagles' touchdown in the first half. Now, this is your basic power play. It's out of the shotgun, okay? We see Wentz in the gun. The puller here is going to be the right tackle, Brandon Brooks. So in a power play, he pulls, and he's going to lead. And the puller normally blocks a second-level defender. And normally, it's the linebacker on play side. But what makes this play particularly interesting as well, take a look at the alignment of the defensive end, DeMarcus Lawrence. Now, he's inside of Zach Ertz. So Zach Ertz now is able to really do a good job sealing him inside. So this power play, which could go into a number of different gaps, ends up going outside here. And this is beautifully done. Let's clear the screen. Maybe we'll stop it one more time, but let's just see what we get. There's the pull by Brooks. See, if you stop it right here, look what happens. Look at all this space right out here. A ton of space. So now you have Brandon Brooks. He comes around, and he's going to get Sean Lee. That's his guy, second-level defender. And Sproles is going to work right out here. There's no one else out there. So clear the screen. Run this, a beautifully executed power play, and this set up the first Eagles touchdown as Sproles got to the perimeter and was able to pick up big yards. This was the biggest defensive play of the first half. After the Eagles had scored, the Cowboys marched right down the field and were in position to take the lead. But Jordan Hicks made a big-time play. And here is Jordan Hicks right here. Now, as Jordan Hicks has his eyes right on Dak Prescott. Okay, Prescott ultimately wants to hit Bryce Butler. We're going to get to that in a sec, but let's look at exactly what happens here. Let's clear the screen and move this forward as this play starts. Right here. This is perfect. First of all, look where Dak Prescott's eyes are. They're over here because he's waiting for Bryce Butler to come into the screen. He has no idea that Jordan Hicks, who's sitting right here, will get involved in this play. Because right now it looks like Jordan Hicks is part of coverage on Jason Witten, which makes perfect sense. We've seen many times through the years how valuable Witten is in the red zone. But let's clear the screen. Prescott not accounting for Hicks at all. Throws the ball. Stop it right here. That is beautiful. He's throwing to Butler right here. He did not pick up or account for Jordan Hicks at all. This is a great, great job by Jordan Hicks reading the quarterback. Eyes on Prescott. Prescott did not have eyes on Hicks. This was a huge, huge play near the end of the first half. The Eagles were able to drive and get a field goal to go into halftime with the lead. A very tough loss for the Eagles, ending with a Jason Witten touchdown of all people in overtime. But now it's time to move on and look ahead to another divisional road game next week against the New York Giants.